Sports journalist Sal Masekela analyzes traditional sports for Day to Day, but for sports TV network ESPN, he's the host of the X Games, the show about extreme or action sports like skateboarding. It's so popular, it's co-broadcast by ABC. The X Games took place here in Los Angeles over the weekend. Sal got us in.
Oh, okay, come on in.
We're good to go.
This is the Staples Center, the downtown L.A. arena where the Lakers play basketball, transformed now to a wilder state. The athletes are more tattooed, more studded, many are younger, and many don't look like they do well with teams and uniforms. We found Sal in a meeting with a half dozen producers working on the evening broadcast.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Sal?
Good, good, good. What do you think so far?
It's a lot of people here.
Yeah, it's a lot, huh?
Sean White is on the bubble or makes or doesn't make it. What if it's Bucky or Bob? We just react.
They're talking about Sean White, the 16-year-old skateboard prodigy who everybody thinks is going to win a gold medal here.
Well, that's a good
Sal looks busy, so we wander out to the arena where the floor is divided into two sites. On one side is a dirt course a couple of hundred feet long with steep speed ramps at either end. This is for BMX bikes, short, squat-framed, they look like little kid bikes, but go like Ferraris. The riders sprint down the ramps and over a series of jump hillocks between them, soaring, spinning, flipping, as though they'd never heard of Isaac Newton. Next to the dirt track, a wall of scaffolding braces a huge structure like a set of double wides, stacked too high and end-to-end. A swaying set of stairs leads up.
This is the skateboard competition area, which is like this kind of canyon, perfectly formed half circle running down maybe a couple of hundred feet. The skateboarders stand up here at the top and they drop down vertically almost a dozen feet to the bottom of this thing, run across the bottom and then up the other side. The skateboard goes shooting off into the air. They do tricks and stunts and land back on the skateboard, run back down the other side and do it again.
The skateboarders are up here to study the steep descent of the halfpipe and to make trial runs. Among them, Bucky Lassick. Already two-time gold winner at the X Games, he's 30. Not old for this crowd, but older. Skateboarding before some of the others here were even born. When he started, no one imagined X Games on TV.
How is it that you learned to do this?
Pretty much from the time that I got out of school, I would go home, grab my skateboard, get on the bus, and go downtown and skate and meet up with all my other friends. And I'd skate all day long until I had to come home for dinner or, you know, that's about it. I'd skate every day to and from school. And from there, I was amateur. I competed back then. I was in all the magazines and videos, and I just got better from there.
You were already good enough so you could make a living at this as soon as you graduated from high school.
Right. As soon as I graduated from high school, the end of that year, I turned pro. Wow.
What happened when the X Games came along?
Basically, what the X Games brought to the table was the media and the mainstream and TV coverage, which in return is pretty much a career.
It's money, so there's some money in this.
Right.
You can make a living at it.
Yes, you can make a living at it.
Do you make a good living?
I make a good living. I do not have to have a job. I raise my family. I bought a house and live happily in Carlsbad, California.
So that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I see people doing things out there that are just astounding. I mean, my jaw has absolutely dropped open several times this afternoon. I've been out there. I said, God, could that guy do that?
Right. It all happens. There's no limit. We began to think that there were limits in the beginning, but the book has opened and there's no sign of it closing anytime soon.
This year, experience won. Bucky took the vert competition. That's the one with the half-pipe aerial tricks, besting the young phenom, Sean White. Next year, who knows? But skateboarding is getting mainstream. Bucky will be back, so will the others, and they'll bring even more fans with them. Special thanks to Sal Masekela for inviting us out to the X Games. Sal joins us in the studio again next week.